We're going to be studying Maharal relating to Parshas Shlach. At the very end of the parsha, we have Mitzvah Tzitzis. And the Maharal in his Chidushi Agados to Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel, Amid Beis, Mem Dalet, Amid Aleph, discusses some of the Midrashim that indicate how important Mitzvah Tzitzis is, and he explains how Mitzvah Tzitzis functions to remind us of not only the mitzvahs, but of our higher purpose and of how we need to emerge from a lower state of mere physical being and actualize every potential and become special, become part of what he refers to as nivdal, to gain a madrega hanivdalas, to become a bit otherworldly, and that then shapes our lives, and we become certain types of people, and we qualify the mere physical guf. And this is all explained by the Maharal as expressed by the tzitzis and the way they are attached to the beged. Let's see. So on this first page, it's the Maharal to the Chidushi Agados in Menachos, page Ayin Tes in these editions. It's the fourth volume of Chidushi Agados in the common edition of Maharal, Chidushi Agados, fourth edition, page 79, page Ayin Tes. It's the Gemara in Menachos, Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet. Tanya, we're on the right side of this page. Tanya Reisa Maisai. Uzachartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Ha Mitzvah Azois, he Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mitzvah Amuka Ma'oid. Mi Yamoid Al Soido. This is a very deep mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that is not so simple. And he says, you know, we have to wonder who can completely attain full understanding of its great mystery, of its great secrets. Achein, ma'ashe nira me'inyin ha-mitzvah, she'merim al-ze ha-mamorim she'nizkru kan. But at least we can understand through that which Chazal describe in Maseches Menachos and come to appreciate some of the great secrets of this mitzvah. Kifi ma'ashe mavur b'midrashim. And again, with understanding what's brought to us by Chazal in the Medrash, we begin to understand and have a glimpse into some of the grandeur of Mitzvah Tzitzis. Da, you should know, ki ha'adam hu bal guf. We are physical people. V'chol guf v'chaymer. Anything of a physical nature, hu b'kayach ve'enoi b'poyel. The physical body is potential. What the potential turns into when actualized, well, that depends on us. But meanwhile, the body is mere guf. It is bekayach. It has potential, ve'ena b'poil, but it's not actualized. Avol, mitzad, ki ha'adam dovek b'madrega hanivdeles, to the extent that a person attaches himself to a higher and a more separated, meaning less physical aspect, bozehu bepoel hanigla, that achieves that we are able to become visibly, noticeably achieved and actualized. Ulefichach tziva laasais al hatalis, shehu kavod haguf tzitzis. So the idea of the talus is that the talus represents the guf. Ki ha-talus shehu miskase bai hu kvaidai. The idea of putting the tzitzis on the talus is to add something to the mere physical guf. The mere physical guf needs direction. It needs to be brought into a qualification process. And if you, of course, understand that the Gemara Mishneches Shabbos, Kuf Yudal Amar Aleph, says that clothes represent the person's dignity. So the idea of having mitzvah tzitzis specifically on a person's garment is an expression of the fact that the garment is a person's kavod. But how can a person achieve true kavod? How can a person achieve truly becoming a person of dignity? The tzitzis tell us how. As it says in Shabbos Kuf Yudalid, the Kari Lema'ane, he calls his garment Mikabdute, that which gives him and which shows kavod. That the garment that a person wears is the means through which the person has a sense of dignity about him or about her, and that sense of dignity is gained when people have their body not just clothed in garments, but when their body actually achieves things that are important, when the body is used correctly, now the guf achieves its kavod. Now it has its true value achieved. Mipnei ki hatalis hu kvod ha'adam. Ba'al keren shelo, on the corner of that talis, which represents a person's dignity, yaseh chutin nifradin, a person is told, the mitzvah is, create these strings, create these psil, psilavon and psiltreles, which will express the fact that the person, if he is going to be a person of dignity, has to move beyond his physical, he has to have something more. Remember, the edge of the garment represents there where his mere physical being ends. That's why the chutin belongs specifically at the edge, not only at the edge, but at the corner, where you have the most distant position from the garment body and the center of the garment. The corner represents that which you are going to do in addition to the mere physical body. Ki hatalis atzmo hu glima. The talis, another word for a talis, for a garment, is glima. Miloshen gailam. It comes from the same expression, from the same shayrish as gailam, which means a mere physical clump. V'yotzin min hakeren, the chutin, the strings come from the corners of the garment, shehu soif v'tachlis habeged chutin dakin, v'hachutin ho'elu kimitzad kavod ha'odom hu bepayel. The chutin come to tell you that the kavod of the person will be, what does the person do? What does the person do beyond merely being? What does he do with his physical capabilities? What does he do? Or what does she do with physical capacity? Everything that's beyond the border of the talis, the chutin, represent something greater than the physical body. That's what the chutin represent. They represent the choices we have, the actions we take to bring about true kavod to ourselves, meaning to dignify the body with purpose, to bring meaning to the mere existence of what is otherwise glima, a gailam. U'bishvil kach, in order to gain this dignified existence as opposed to mere existence, ro'i lekabel mitzvas elokios. It's correct to be mekabel the mitzvas elokios. It's right to be mekabel. It makes sense to take on these mitzvos, to do these mitzvos, so that you can shape your existence and bring meaning to it. V'hinei atzitzis zecher kol hamitzvos. The tzitzis are a zecher to all the mitzvos. With all the mitzvos, we are able to shape our lives meaningfully. The mere goylam, the mere glima goylam, will now take on meaning if we do the mitzvahs. She'en mitzvahs tzitzis rak she'ha'adam hu bepoel mitzad ha'kovet shel adam. The whole point of tzitzis is to say your dignity is not your garment, no matter how expensive and how beautiful your garment may be. Your dignity is not your mere physical body, no matter how tall, strapping, healthy, or beautiful, handsome you might be. No, but your kavod is what do you do? What do you achieve with what you are? Ulefichach roi lekabel kol mitzvos shal yodam hu bepoel legamri. Take the mitzvos so that you can do something with what otherwise is your glima, your mere goylem. Ulefichach mitzvah hazois shikula neged kol mitzvos. The reason it's shikula keneged kol mitzvos is not only that it reminds you of all the mitzvos. Chazal say that this mitzvah of tzitzis is shkula, meaning it has value, it has import that weighs evenly, commensurate with all of the mitzvahs altogether. The meaning of that is that this mitzvah is a reminder that the only means through which we can attain value is through doing mitzvahs, that otherwise our mere physical being is without value, without kavod, without dignity. And the chutin that are the mitzvos, meaning you have to go beyond the border of your mere physical being to something that is the madrega hanivdelas that he mentioned earlier. And the way to achieve the madrega hanivdelas is to have a sense of purpose. Purpose, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows each human being's life, each person's life has higher purpose, and the purpose is to follow the mitzvahs HaTorah. When a person lives al pi mitzvahs HaTorah, now that person is a value. The person is of not just potential, but of real, current value. We'll skip the next paragraph. V'hamitzvah litein lavan utcheles keneged hakeren. It is the mitzvah to put, of course, some of the chutim are white, some are blue, different shittas, how many? Psul techeles, at least most of us understand it means that there are three and then only one psil techeles. There's also machlekes besil beshame, how many chutin there are altogether. The mitzvah is to put both the white and the techeles blue, the royal blue, kineged hakeren, specifically at the corners of the garment. Ki hakeren yeshboy. The keren, the corner, has two qualities. Ha'achas mashehu talis. It's part of the talis. It's part of the garment. V'hasheini b'mashehu seif. It's the ultimate, in the end, it's the edge, v'tachlis. U'kineged mashehu talis, yitin lovan. U'kineged mashehu keren, yitin tchelis. Kitcheles miloshon tachles. The idea of tcheles is, of course, the color, but tcheles does mean, from the loshon vayuchulu, the end of something, the completion of something. Kitcheles miloshon tachles hu, soif, v'keren. So that's why at the very corner you put tcheles, because tcheles means tachlis. Tachlis means not just an end, but also purpose. Because when something is merely of a physical nature and it's of no purpose, so then you haven't reached the end of its physical measure. If you reach the end of its physical measure, now, okay, what do I do with all of it? Once I have all of it, what does it function to do? What does it achieve? Next step, achieving value, actualizing all potential. And that's represented by the chutin. Now, he said that there are those that are lavan and then there are those that are tcheles. He continues and he says, "Klal adavar hazeh ki hamitzvah hazos motzi es ha'odam min masha ha'odam bal guf." The whole point of this mitzvah is don't just be a physical person, a bal guf. You're not just your body. Of course, you are a great soul and a spirit, which can come to the fore, which can become the central theme of your very existence through doing mitzvahs. Achehu adam ro'u lekaber lelov mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. V'heim al hakeren. They are what's at the corner, telling you that after your full physical measure, you still are only of value when you have the chutin, meaning when you have mitzvahs, when you have direction, and what you do and accomplish as represented by these chutin are the mitzvahs asay and lois asay. Shehu seif v'tachlis hamalbush, shehu kavod ha'adam. So, the idea is that, yes, malbush, the garment is the kavod, it's the dignity of a person. But the real dignity of the person is, what is this body used for? What are all of the person's physical kochos, his power of speech, movement, feet, legs, eyes, sight, senses, what are they used for? To what end? To what purpose? That which represents purpose, that's the chutin. The chutin represent the purpose of the otherwise mere gailam or glima. Ulefichach amar kan, shebo'u arba tzitzis shaloi, shehem al arba karnanois. You have four corners and four on each corner. Shemayrim ki ha'adam muchun lekabel olav mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Now he's referring here to that famous story of a Talmud who heard about an unbelievably alluring woman of ill repute and wanted to be with her. And when he went to her in the process, he almost was with her, but v'tavchu lo alpanav, the tzitzios hit him in his face. And he realized that he will lose all of his dignity, and he refused to be with her. And it reminded him, and it saved him, and spared him from the Avera. Ulekach nema b'parshas tzitzis gam keim shnei pa'amim ani Hashem. Toward the end of the parsha, ani Hashem alakechem shar tzitzis yeschem eres Mitzrayim. And then again it says, ani Hashem alakechem. It says, ani Hashem twice, ha'echod, ki yatzitzis meirim al haschar, sheroi elav ha'odam mitzar ha'mitzvahs. There are two. There's white and there's blue. And the lavan represents the asay. And those that are tcheles, he's going to explain, represent mitzvahs lois asay. It says, ani Hashem twice. Ani Hashem, you are going to get rewarded for the mitzvahs. Ani Hashem, one is going to be punished for the averas. That's why it says, dafkum mitzvah zois, ani Hashem, shnei pa'amim. And that's why it says Ani Hashem, specifically in this instance, in this mitzvah of tzitzis, it says Ani Hashem twice. V'nira ki neymar, shnei pa'amim Ani Hashem, k'neged lavan, u'k'neged tcheles. The structure of the parasha of tzitzis contains Ani Hashem twice, because there's a message in lavan and a message in the tcheles. Ki alavan meira al haschar, ki azchus hu lavan. Lavan, white, is merit. The mitzvahs say, schar. V'ani Hashem Hashem, k'neged tcheles shemayra al ha'einish. This is a huge chiddush, because Commonly we say the Tchelus is blue, and it's of course the same color as the ocean and the heavens above and the Kisei HaKavod. But Tchelus also means something coming to an end, something being brought down. Ani Hashem Hasheni is keneged Tchelus Shemayra al Ha'Einish ki Targum Shikul. When someone, God forbid, loses their children, like Rivka said, she doesn't wish to be Shekula of both her sons, of both Yaakov and Esav at the same time. When a person, Chas V'Shalom, loses children, a Shekul or a Shekula. So the Targum is Tichla. V'chein hu harbe, and we find that idea of Chaf Lamed, hey, meaning something coming to an end, something being brought down, something being punished, something being excised. The point is, you are a glima, you are a garment, your physical garment, it's your dignity. Do the right thing, and you bring honor to what you are, to your existence. Separate yourself from the mere physicality and use your physical body only for good things, for the mitzvahs. Follow the chutin. The chutin are not the body itself. They are greater than the body. They are more than the mere body. Follow them, and then your whole existence will be accomplished, and your existence will be given meaning. You'll achieve true dignity. You'll achieve true honor. Ki yesh lo yetzia el hapoel min inyan hachamri. You're going to be not just chamri, meaning physical, not just a mere clump, but you'll have form. Your life will take shape. It'll be with tzura. Ki mitzad hachamer ein oynish v'schar v'ha'odum yoytze min hachamri. When a person leaves being merely chamri and then achieves, then hopefully the person achieves schar and avoids einish. Kasha meira al zeh hatzitzis hayoytzim min habeget shehu kavod ha'adam ad shehu roi el haschar ve'el ha'einish. The tzitzis are representing that which is beyond your mere physical existence. What do you do? What do you choose? Do you choose to do what's right, what's wrong? The choices are going to be lovan, schar, or tchelis, or tichle, einish. Umipnei kach nikra tzitzis. And here he says, a fascinating idea, that that's why they are called tzitzis. Miloshen tzitz hasode, something that grows up from the ground. Shehu tzmicha. It's something that grows, something that results from something else. Ki kol tzmicha hu yitzia shel ha'adam shehu guf ha'chomri el ha'poya. The whole point of the idea of tzitzis is leave your mere chomer behind. Something great can grow from it. Something greater than mere chomer. Something of a spiritual nature. Good character. Great achievements, worthiness, value, meaning, those all grow from your mere body, from what your otherwise glima, gailam, your mere body is. It's just a glima, like a garment, a gailam. So, he says, this lashon tzitz means something which grows out and sprouts with a new life, with meaning. Meloshen tzitz hasode shehu tzmicha, something growing, something alive. Ki kol tzmicha hu yitzia shel ha'adama, something that's a tzemach is growing from the ground. Shehu guf hachomri, which is merely the physical, el hapayel, into the actualized, into the achievement, into something that is successful, something that again brings meaning and kavod to otherwise mere existence. So the Maharal now, seeing that we have this idea of a border and an edge at which we put these tzitzios. The Maral has explained that it is because it's the very edge of and the limit of your physical self, where you have to say, okay, my physical being and all of it has only so much value. It only has so much to it. When you take the physical body without its value, without its direction, without mitzvahs, what worth does it have? What meaning does it have? The point where your physical body ends, that's represented by the corner of the garment. The corner of the garment is the ultimate place where you say, okay, this is the edge, this is the end. There is no more to me. Now what? Now what? The answer to that is value. How? Direction. Follow the mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that are represented by the tzitzios, the chutn, the lavan and the tcheles, they will be what will give value to this physical reality of life, of a human body. So he looks at the mitzvah of tzitzis and sees it as a way of reminding ourselves that merely being of a physical nature and of a physical being has its limitations. Not only has its limitations in terms of what we are able to do physically, but all we can accomplish physically is of lesser value than what we can accomplish if we do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and bring true kavod to our existence and bring true value to our existence. And it's at the corner of each of the four corners where we are, so to speak, reminded of the limit to our physical selves. It is also the case that the four corners delineate the full measure of the person. So if you want to express that the entire person and all of his ability can and should be used for the sake of mitzvahs, so then you take the edge and corner, the four corners that represent the full measure of the person, and there you remind him, now devote yourself fully, all of yourself, to what these chutin represent, to these mitzvahs, asay and los asay. And it says ani Hashem twice, because there are, of course, the mitzvahs asay, and there are mitzvahs los asay, and as he put it, this schar and this einish, ani Hashem surely able to, wanting to give us schar, ani Hashem surely able to, chas v'shalom, mete out punishment einish. And tzitzis, the word itself, means something that grows out and sprouts forth with beauty, with meaning, because the mere body of a human being can sprout forth with meaning, with great honor being achieved through what we do when we do the mitzvahs as represented by the chutn, as represented by the tzitzios. This, the Maral says, is what the entire idea of the mitzvah is. Reaching away and beyond our physical selves, gaining what he calls the Madrega Hanivdelas, a certain otherworldliness, a certain sense of being of something uplifted, of being derhoben, of being above mere physical, and having greater value, of having godly value and godliness itself. That's what we're capable of. That's what we're destined to achieve. That's when our physical bodies are actualized, and the actualization is what those chutin urge us to achieve. And that's what they represent. Bringing the mere physical body to a greater level of existence where it's achieved and where it is fully, as he said, bepoel, actualized and accomplished.